This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
8:49 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Xiaoning and Chen Li. But in the meantime, please indulge us as we turn the spotlight on the role of radio. Yesterday was World Radio Day, which has been observed on 13th of February since 2011. The theme this year is Radio and Trust.
It's challenging times for traditional media, and radio is no exception. Even before the COVID-19 pandemic, traditional media has been struggling to survive. Amid a broader shift of media consumption to digital mediums like online news portals, videos.
And of course, this has in turn affected the advertising dollar as many companies shift in tandem towards digital mediums. Alongside that, the pandemic has also shifted our work habits, with many more of us working from home or adopting a hybrid work approach. So how does a radio station like us adapt to these current times?
So we have on the line now the general manager of BFM, Meera Sivasodhi, to share her insights into this. She's also the calming voice you hear on Health and Living. Meera, good morning. Thanks very much for speaking to us. We are learning to live with the virus, and some of our old habits have returned, like driving to work and, we hope, listening to the radio. But radio is much more than just what keeps us company on the road, isn't it?
It does. Good morning and happy World Radio Day, everyone. It does keep us company on the road, Shaz, but I think we all know that over the years and with the pandemic and lockdowns, people have sort of formed new bonds with the media, wouldn't you say? I mean, they've formed new relationships with radio. And audio is being consumed in so many different ways, right? You can now access radio on smart speakers. You have mobile phones. You have the PC. You have the laptop. So people do care about the content. And I think we have to come to terms with the fact that how they consume radio will pretty much be the same, just on different platforms. But I also want to say, to never underestimate how incredibly powerful it is to access a listener in the car. I mean, I think that relationship with who you're listening to in the car is very different compared to if you consume us on other platforms.
And Meera, you know, we are in this era of digital news and social media headlines. So how does a broadcaster like us, you know, and it's important to keep up with the new generation of listeners. Is there a particular content or format of content that we think we constantly need to address?
I wish we had the answer to that, Xiaoning. Fact is, it's an experiment every day, right? We know we're on social media sites, we're on our website, we're on our app. How we slice and dice this information from radio to these platforms is really what we're working towards. And as I said, it's by trial and error. Some things work, some things don't work. I mean, some things work on TikTok, for an example, and you know you would never put that format on the website, or you will not put it on Instagram, for an example, or even Facebook. So it will be a constant learning experience, and we just have to do it, I guess. Everyone, we're not alone. Everyone is in the same boat, trying to figure out the psychology of the new generation. I mean, we've seen, right, how some things fly and some things we think will fly never ends up flying. So we'll just have to experiment as we go along.
How important do you see our role at BFM to be as honest and factual as possible about COVID-19, especially in light of the recent Joe Rogan issue on Spotify?
Okay, so I think if you say BFM, a lot of people associate BFM with, you know, trust, integrity when it comes to trusted journalism, right? And that's the theme of Radio World Radio Day this year. It's radio and trust. It's all about trust in journalism. So when it came to, let's take COVID-19, and if you talk about Joe Rogan, let's talk about COVID-19, right? It was a lot about our priority was in the science and in the data, yeah? I think we had to sort of balance that, the science and the data, and also about putting the right experts on to talk about the science and the data. The science can exclude a lot of people, so I think breaking it down for the audience was extremely important. We were, of course, lambasted for encouraging people to get vaccinated. In fact, recently, we were lambasted for encouraging children to get vaccinated, right? But we did what was right, and we will continue to do what is right, which is to fall back on the facts. Till this day, I think trying to understand the psychology of how some people are okay with what the data is saying versus the anecdotal evidence I would love to understand the psychology of it, but it is what it is. But to understand the vast majority will sort of understand the science and the data if it is broken down clearly. And that's what we did, right?
Mm, I agree. I mean, I agree with you there, Mira. I think we've been trying to do that and we'll continue to try to do that. Turning attention to the pandemic experience. I mean, BFM's just like any other organization. We faced HR issues during COVID, be it team rotations or the great resignation. From your vantage point at the top of the totem pole, what were some of the key takeaways from this whole episode of working and living during a pandemic?
The three of you will have to tell me whether I'm right or not. I think before, when I say this, right, before the pandemic, people were not able to take a break from our mad lives. Wouldn't you agree with me? I mean, it was day in, day out. The weekends would come. We would go on holidays. We'll come back. We'll need a break from the holiday. And, life just went on and on and on. And then the pandemic hit and, you know, there were lockdowns. The way in which we worked changed. For the majority of us, there was a lot of time to reflect. Some of us didn't really have a lot of time to reflect, but the pandemic affected all of us on a certain level psychologically. So some of us spent more time with family and that worked out well. For some of us, it didn't work out well. So there was a lot of reality checks that things as to what our priorities in life were. And so, yes, we did lose quite a number of people over the 2 years. You guys know that. But I think we also need to trust that to move on, we will move on, and to trust that we will attract the right talent, leveraging on the brand and what we stand for as a radio station, right? And I respect the fact that people have had this reflection and have reprioritized what's important to them. The second takeaway, I think, is this whole idea of now people wanting a hybrid work arrangement, which is also totally respect that, I think. But also to understand that as management or as people trying to lead an organization, to understand that we have to balance business and our people, the interests of our people. If it's not a balance, then it's really a no-go for either one. And I hope you will agree with me. So the industry you're in also determines whether or not this hybrid work arrangement actually works. That's something that people don't really talk about. In some industries it works, and in some industries it doesn't work. Secondly, based on my observation, I think the two things that were impacted with this whole lockdown and, you know, rotation system and people not being in the office all at once is the fact that compromises were made when it came to innovation, creativity for us as a radio station. And there was an impact on culture, whether or not we realize it or not. I think bringing everybody back or in with some sort of hybrid arrangement will be great, and we're trying to work towards that. But I think just to bear in mind that at the end of the day, some of these criteria or factors need to be taken into account before we actually think about hybrid work arrangement. I mean, I'm reading about 4-day weeks, right? A 4-day week, and I'm prepared for you to ask me on air, on live.
Yes, we love that idea, Mira. Yes. We love it.
Yes. See, I have anticipated it because I knew you would ambush me on air, right? But to also, and I said, if I come back to the industry that we're in the business of news, current affairs, information, dissemination. Whether or not a 4-day week actually works, I'm not terribly sure. So that's why I say some of these factors need to be taken into consideration, the industry you're in, and innovation and the impact on culture. So those were some of my huge takeaways after watching 2 years of the craziness, right? I mean, it was unprecedented. We had no idea what we were getting ourselves into. We made mistakes, We learned from it, and it's just time to move on now.
Yeah, it's not quite over yet, and we'll continue to adjust as the pandemic situation evolves. Mira, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning. That was the General Manager of BFM, Mira Sivasodi, sharing some of her reflections in conjunction with World Radio Day that was observed yesterday.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.